This Chazor Zechen Nishabach Chazor Shag Vem Yehuda Mesech Nes Nedarim Daf Gimel. Fact the Gemara said that the Mishnah explains Yodos before Kinuyim because Yodos are learned from a drasha, which makes them more beloved to the Tana. The reason is valid if we follow the Shita that says that Kinuyim are simply verbiage of Nedarim in other languages. Therefore, it's clear that they work, and Yodos are therefore a more novel concept. That's why they're taught first, however, explained first anyway. However, according to the view that Kinuyim are words that were created by the Rabbanon to effectuate a Neder, Kinuyim are actually more novel than Yodos, which are at least learned from Sukkim. And they should therefore have been explained first, because there should be more chaviv. Mar says, like we said earlier, the Mishnah doesn't actually give the general rule for yodas. And we're told, so we have to insert the language into the Mishnah. Once we have to insert the words into the Mishnah anyway, let's insert it at the very beginning. Before the discussion of kinuyim, it should say that yodos of nedarim are nedarim. And then it says kinuye of nedarim are also nedarim. So since yodas is explained first, that's why yodas is listed first, that's why it's explained first as well. Where is the concept of Yodis written in the Pasuk? Mar explains, the Pasuk says, Isha Isha, ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lashem. Abraisa says the double verbiage of nazir lahazir teaches that kinuyim of naziris create naziris and that yodos of naziris create naziris. The fact that the pasuk puts neder next to naziris, says lindor neder nazir lahazir, puts the nedarim next to naziris, teaches a hekesh between the two. We learn that just as yodos are effective for naziris, yodos are effective for nedarim as well. We also learn that just like someone is oivered lo yachil and lo siacher when he doesn't keep his promise or delays in delivering on his promise, the same would be true for Naziris. Also, just as a father and a husband can be mefer the Nedarim of his daughter or his wife, a father or husband can also be mefer the Naziris of his daughter or his wife. Fekmar, why do we need the Hekesh to teach us that Yodas are effective in creating a Neder? Just like this double verbiage by Naziris, Nazir Lahazir, and that teaches that Yodas are effective like Naziris, is also a double verbiage by Nedarim. It says Lindor Neder. By the way, we should learn out from there that Yodas are for Nedarim are effective like Nedarim without a hekesh. And for the Gemara, if the double verbiage of neder would have been written in with the noun before the verb, it would have said neder lindor, as it's written by Naziris, nazir lahazir, then enchanami, you could learn that from there without the hekesh. However, since it does not do it that way, it shows that the pasuk was just written in a double verbiage in the style of dibre Torah kilashim neyodam, which is therefore not going to be used for a drasha. The Gemara says this is only good according to the view that taket sometimes the Torah is dibre Torah kilashim neyodam, and therefore it's not available for a drasha. However, according to the view that double verbiage is always used for a drasha, what will be dashing with these words? The Gemara said that view will say that the pasuk is teaching that yodos from the dharma are taka effective in creating the dharma. The hekesh eye, then what's the hekesh teaching? The hekesh would teach that yodos by naziris are also affected, just like they're affected by nedarim. It teaches the hekesh and it's yodos for naziris affecting the naziris also. We would then use a double verbiage by Naziris to teach that a vow of Naziris can take effect on top of another vow of Naziris, meaning if someone's already a Nazir and he accepts another Naziris, he has to then observe the second Naziris consecutively after the first. According to the view that the verbiage of Naziris teaches regarding Yodos, how does he learn the halacha of one Naziris taking effect on another Naziris? According to the view that one Naziris does take effect on top of another Naziris, which itself is a Mechalikus, but how would he learn it? Mar says, the Pasuk could have said Lizor, and instead it says Lehazir. The extra hey teaches, therefore, we can have two drashas on the word lahazir. In Eretz Yisrael, they said that there's a Tana who learns the effectiveness of yodos from the words lindar neder, and another Tana who learns it from the pasuk of kol yoytze mipiv yase. Frech the Gemara, the Brice quoted above said that just as one is over lo yachin and lo yisa'achin when he doesn't keep his promise or delays in delivering on his promise, the same would be true for naziris. Now, one transgresses lo yachil of a neder when he promises to do something, let's say to eat a piece of bread, and he doesn't do it. But how is that applied to naziris? As soon as he says he's going to be a nazir, he's automatically a nazir. You're going to tell me what, he then drinks wine? If he does something he doesn't know how to do, then he's over a different lav. He's over for eating for certain things or for drinking certain things, but he's not over for the lav of Layaka because he in fact is already a Nazir. Rava said, it makes him be over two lav, meaning he'll be over Layakil and the other lav for drinking wine if he does so as a Nazir. Fact number, how does one violate Loy Siacher by Naziris? As soon as he says he's going to become a Nazir, he's a Nazir. And therefore it's impossible for him to delay in the promise. Mar says, the case would be where he says, when I want it to begin, that's when I'll be a Nazir. Therefore, it doesn't take effect immediately. So if he delays, he'll be over loy siacher. But in that case, he can't be said to be delaying the Nazir because until he wants it to happen, it doesn't happen. So he shouldn't be over loy siacher anyway. Rava said, the case is where he says, I will not leave this world before being a Nazir. In this case, he's obligated to accept it upon himself immediately since the person doesn't know when he's going to die. And therefore, if he doesn't accept it upon himself immediately, he will be over loy siacher. Rachab Yaakov said, the case is where he was standing in a cemetery when he accepted the Naziris, and it can't begin until he leaves and makes himself tar, if he delays in doing so, he'll be over loy siach. In fact, that's only true according to the view that Naziris in that case actually doesn't take effect immediately. Also, we're taught actually that Mar Bravashi said that everyone actually agrees that in that case, in the future, the Naziris would take effect immediately. The only machlekes is whether or not he would get malchus for it. Mar says, still, if he delays in becoming tar, he would be over loy siach for delaying the onset of tar dik and Naziris. Ravashi said, based on this, if a nor purposely makes himself tame, he'll be over loy siach of a tar dik and Naziris.